St. Philip's Church was designated as a landmark by the New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission in 1993. The commission stated that, quote, on the basis of careful consideration of the history, the architecture, and other features of this building, the Landmarks Preservation Commission finds that St. Philip's Protestant Episcopal Church has a special character, special historic and aesthetic interest, and value as part of the development, heritage, and cultural characteristics of New York City, end quote. We couldn't agree more. The story really begins in the early 1700s when Elias New petitioned England for missionaries to instruct, quote, Negroes and Indians in New York, end quote. Many non-Africans believed that Africans had no souls and perished as beasts. All worship was segregated, and most religious establishments saw no need to educate the Africans. By the early 1800s, the Free African Church of St. Philip was formed by those who refused to continue to accept the racism they faced in worship, but who wished to worship in the Anglican way. In 1809, the St. Philip's Church was organized and led by Peter Williams, Jr., an abolitionist who had been the first black deacon in the Diocese of New York. As we look at this magnificent structure built between 1910 and 1911, let's take time to appreciate it as the fourth home of New York City's first African-American congregation of Protestant Episcopalians. The congregation was established under the leadership of Bishop John Henry Hilborn as the first African Episcopal catechetical institution in the city of New York shortly after the American Revolution. Its congregation was founded by free African Americans worshiping at Trinity Church, Wall Street, as the Free African Church of St. Philip. Over time, the movement of congregation northward, beginning in Lower Manhattan to the present location in Harlem, reflects the residential patterns of New York City's African American population. In 1908, when Reverend Hutchins Chew Bishop purchased the property in Harlem, St. Philip's became one of the first institutions to attract African Americans to Harlem. First located in the notorious Five Points neighborhood, it is the oldest black Episcopal parish in New York City. Historically, it was extremely influential both while located in Lower Manhattan and as an institution in Harlem. And many of its members have been leaders in the black community, including Thurgood Marshall's and W.E.B. Du Bois. As you can see, the building was designed in the neo-Gothic style by the firm of Tandy and Foster. The facade, in response to certain liturgical requirements, incorporates 14th century English Gothic elements in contrasting orange Roman brick and cast stone. A little background on the architecture firm. Bertner W. Tandy was the first African-American architect to be registered in the state of New York, and that George Washington Foster Jr. was among the first African-Americans to practice within the architectural profession in the United States. St. Philip stands as a symbol of stability and a beacon of hope for the African-American community throughout the nation. This is evident in the Shield of St. Philip's, which depicts the conversion and baptism of the Ethiopian by Philip the Deacon, as told in Acts 8:26-40. In the upper left-hand corner of the shield is the cross of St. George, representing the Anglican communion throughout the world. Superimposed on the cross of St. George is a six-pointed star with a circle intertwined, symbolic of the Holy Trinity. The descending dove and halo represent the Holy Spirit that came down to Philip, instructed him to go south on the road from Jerusalem to Gaza, and then told him to speak to the Ethiopian he saw seated in a chariot. The paving stones under the chariot symbolize the road traveled together by Philip and the man, described as being in charge of all of the treasures of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. At the bottom of the shield, the broad wavy lines represent the body in which Philip baptized Candace's treasure. In addition to being designated a New York City landmark in 1993, the church was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2008.